I think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
I inhale.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Hey, thanks for tuning in. And what is our modern debate about? Well, today it's about freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The Nashville shooter, the lady guy, I can't remember what they are right now, the trans person who hates America and hates white people and hates Christians, apparently hates some other people too, has been indoctrinated in America to hate themselves and to hate capitalism and to hate freedom, and decided that they would go in and ruin their life. Well, big tech is suppressing this story. Google, with 99% of the search engine, it was 97% of the world's search engine market, is suppressing it, basically killing that leaked document. So people can't read for themselves and see for themselves. And that kind of brings me to the main point of today, and that's freedom of the press. And I've talked about this on another show. I did a whole show on freedom of the press. And I just want to reiterate, and for those who haven't heard it, or maybe, you're just stumbling onto this, freedom of the press is not freedom for MSNBC, freedom for Fox, freedom for CNN. It's not freedom for them. It's not freedom for journalists who are given a little, badge that says, oh, you're the press. That's not what freedom of the press is. Freedom of the press means that American citizens, any American citizen, has the right to press their ideas and disseminate them to the public. Every American citizen has the right to speak their mind, to say what they have to say, and to share it with the world. Every American has the right, even if it's bad ideas, good ideas, to push it. Now, the fear I have is that for years we had freedom of the press where people could put their bad ideas out there. But we, somewhere along the line, we began suppressing good ideas and American ideals. And we kept putting, and we've allowed big tech now to come in and kind of hyper inflate those sensibilities in our culture and suppress. They've created a situation where people have a perception that the majority is the minority and the minority is the majority. If you really get down to it, because I'll say this, watch, go look at your stuff on the media and you go, man, this is the world is good. And then go talk to people. This world is falling apart. All these people think this thing. All these people believe this stuff. But if you go out and talk to people and you actually listen to them and you actually break things down and you kind of expand the conversation, you find that most people don't believe with any of this garbage. Most people don't believe in any of this crap happening with the trans people. Most of these people are like, yeah, we've always been okay with gay people. I don't understand why people are acting like this is like, yeah, I'll go back to gay marriage in California. Before they made a stink like they knew need gay marriage, we had civil unions for gay couples. That we didn't have a need for that. They had access to hospital care. They were able to act as someone like a family member when they were able to come in. I mean, gay couples were treated completely equally and fairly here. The only difference was marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the definition of marriage. Gay union is a gay union. Come up with a much more cool name or whatever if you want to. Make it frilly and fashionly or whatever the heck you want. I don't really care. But there was no need for gay marriage. But, we pushed it, and that was the press. Suppressing, lying, and making people feel like, oh, there's this fight that they need, and not really reporting. If the news had just said, hey, this is really not even an issue in California, we don't have an issue, everybody might have been like, oh, well, what the heck are we doing wasting millions of dollars and doing all this stuff when we don't need it? We already had it. We were set in California. Gays had every right that they had after they got to call themselves married. They're not married. They're in a union. And I don't think the government should have anything to do with anybody getting married at all. But that's my opinion. I don't think you should have to go down and register with the government to get married. But whatever. But we're on to the press. And see, I just pressed that idea into my podcast, and I'm going to put it out into the world, and I'm free to do that. But you know what? I'll have my message suppressed on Twitter. I'll have it suppressed on Spotify. I'll have it suppressed on YouTube, and maybe or maybe not Rumble, but I don't push it on Rumble, so I don't know. But I see, you know, how things get, you know, they just hide you. They just, you know, they call it shadow banning and all that. It's just disheartening because I remember what it was like when I was organically growing and how fast it was going. And then, you know, when they suppress you, you just, the numbers drop. It's just amazing. You're just like, wow, I just got cut out of the thing. I just had my freedom. The freedom of the press was just infringed. And in constitutional right declares that that right shall not be infringed, not to elite journalists, but for you, the person. What ideas do you want to share? And how would you feel if those ideas were suppressed and people said, nah, we don't want, that doesn't fit the narrative? What if you had a small, minute difference of the take on something that could change a whole important issue? And if one person who mattered got hold of your message, it could change the whole world. But you can't get your message out. This is the fear we have with allowing big tech, but allowing an illegal monopoly like Google to exist. Google suppressing that story, along with all the other big tech platforms, Facebook, they set themselves up as enemies of the people. They are not friends of the people, and Google needs to be dismantled. They are an illegal monopoly. I'll say that again. Google is an illegal monopoly. I am pretty sure Microsoft is an illegal monopoly based on all the different avenues and different parts of the industry that they control, and they need to be broken up. It's just ridiculous that we allow our voices to be suppressed. And I know it's funny because liberals will say, oh, that's just conservatives. I'm an independent. And this is going to come around to you. I don't care if you're left wing, right wing, radical, anarchist, just kick back, don't really care and bother anybody. It doesn't matter what your mindset is. Doesn't matter what your political beliefs are. At some point, the state in collusion with the government will become so big and so intertwined that no one will be able to speak freely on the internet. We have people, the organizations with the colleges, this just came out. I'll try to put a link to it in the description below, but it just came out. We have college universities working with the government and big tech to suppress us. It is proven. It's a fact. And the question is, as we get distracted by Israel, as we get distracted by all these things that really don't matter long term, we have to remember we are about to be $34 trillion in debt. I didn't even do my $33 trillion in debt show. I didn't even finish it. I threw the Israel thing out, and we are about to be $34 trillion. In 1980, we were less than $1 trillion in debt. We are over leveraged. Our economy has already busted. It's a Ponzi scheme, and all the markers just haven't been set in yet. The payouts get asked for, we're screwed. They keep raising the interest rates. We're screwed. We are in a bad situation. We need to be able to talk about that with a free press. Every American needs to be able to speak their mind. And so we need to get that in our heads. Freedom of the press is the most important thing because you've got to be able to communicate with everyone. You've got to be able to know that information is able to be transmitted and put out there. And so I think it's time to start holding these tech companies responsible. If you're going to suppress information, we're going to remove your exemptions. You are a publisher now. We'll treat you as a publisher because you have chosen to be a publisher, and that's fine. Then we'll find real public squares where speech is not hindered, and we can go there. But if you have a website, you can say, oh, I'll just start my own website. I'll skip Google. I'll skip all, you know, the Twitter and Facebook. And there's many, many, many communities. I will skip all them. And you go, I'll just have my own website. That won't work. Google will bury you. Google will bury you. Let me say that again. Google will bury you. You can spend thousands of dollars, set up a nice website, set up all this cool stuff, and Google will destroy you by just making it impossible for anybody to find you. We've tested this, where you put in all the specific exact things you're searching for. You know what it is. You know what the meta tags are. You put the meta tags there, and you identically match them in your search, and Google doesn't pull it up. That's documented. And someday maybe in a lawsuit, because we're sick of it. And so Google needs to go. Free speech, freedom of the press is the most important thing in America. Second, because we have to be able to have the conversation, is eliminating career politicians. And equal to that is making those new politicians, those new representatives, balance the budget, because we're going to be $34 trillion in debt. Hey, listen up, guys. As we start to get out of here, I need everyone to really focus on what I've said today. If I'm wrong, if you think what I said sounds stupid, please tell me in a sound file. Go to anchor.fm/AB from CA and tell me why. Why am I wrong? What am I missing? But I think right now for today, that is the most important thing that we can do, is focus on making sure that our freedom of speech is not hindered, make sure that our freedom of the press is not hindered, and get ourselves out of debt, and we got to wake up and get rid of these career politicians. How are we allowing, and I know I say it every show, how are we allowing these guys to have 40 year careers? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. We got to get out of here. I hope that you take care of yourselves. I hope that you take care of your health. I hope you're taking care of your families. I hope that you guys are getting ready for this election coming up here next year. And I just hope that we can come to a situation where Americans just can start having more civil intercourse and start getting these problems solved. And we can stop letting these career politicians divide us. Don't let the Marxists win, people. Marxism sucks, and Karl Marx was a loser who never had a job, and socialism is for stupid people. Capitalism is not something we practice right now. We're practicing corporatism, and I agree, it sucks. So let's go back to capitalism. Let's hang in there, folks. We'll see you soon. Join us next time. Peace. Don't forget to share.
Well, goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.
What an eccentric performance.